Former State House member Richard Morgan and retired insurance executive Mike Causey were nearly tied in the primary vote, 37-35%. Causey says voters have a clear choice.
Do they want to go back to business as usual, you know, what it was some years ago when we had such a divisive legislature, or do they want a fresh new approach with somebody that has hands-on experience in the insurance business?
Causey is referring to the last few years of Morgan's 8 terms in the House. With the chamber evenly divided along party lines in 2003, Morgan forged a coalition with the Democrats, becoming co-House Speaker. He was ousted in a Republican primary in 2006. Morgan bristles when this period is brought up.
I don't know what you're talking about. That's in the past. This is today.
Since leaving the House, Morgan has run unsuccessfully for school superintendent and state senate. Now he's seeking the insurance commissioner's office, which he says needs to be slimmed down and professionalized.
There's too much spending, and there's too much bureaucracy. And, you know, I've really had enough of our go-along-with-Obama insurance commissioner.
Morgan says costs, and therefore rates, can be reduced through moves like avoiding duplicate audits of small businesses and moving the fire marshal out of the insurance department. His opponent, Mike Causey, says he wants to bring rates down by applying what he calls free market principles to the insurance system. He'd entice more companies into North Carolina by bringing regulations more in line with other states.
There's only 8 companies besides Blue Cross and Blue Shield that write health insurance. When we have approximately 160 companies that write automobile insurance, why can't we have more insurance companies writing health insurance?
Causey, who's run for insurance commissioner 3 times before, highlights his 30 years of experience in the industry. But Morgan says his experience steering bills through the legislature is the kind of qualification voters need. Early voting runs through July 14th. Isaac Davey Aronson, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.